Okay, so let's pick up from where we were last week. I thought we would be getting into the issue here of actually having animals plow together and that stuff. I think that's going to have to hold off till next week. There is sort of a larger, somewhat larger sugya that is out there, which I think we began talking about last week. But we'll, oh gosh, okay, my pile of books has fallen here. Second, let me just open this up. Okay, but let's. But the issue of Goyim, the issue of how this applies to non-Jews, can you ask non-Jews to do things on your behalf? So that is a serious issue here. So on the first page of the notes, so there is a comment that the Beis Yosef makes. The last thing that the Beis Yosef says on that page is, one second, open it. So the last thing that Beis Yosef says here is that Yibayluhu Ma'ushi Yomar Adam Legai Chasum Parasi Vidoshba. That if somebody says to a guy, muzzle my par and use it to dush and use it to plow, right, or thresh. Right, so mi aminan ki aminan amir legay shvus hani milin yin shabbos the iser skila avachasiva the iser lavlo odom aloshna. So do we? So is that aser? Meaning we know that there the Gemara understands that there's an issue in iser of amir laakum when it comes to Shabbos, but maybe that's only because we are generally more machmir in Shabbos because of the issue because Shabbos is an iser skila potentially. Well, maybe if something's only an iser lav, maybe there is no prohibition of amir laakum. So odil malo, perhaps that's not the case. And the Gemara v'lo ifshita, the Gemara doesn't answer uluchumra, and therefore we would go luchumra v'chein pasak Rambam, and that's how the Rambam assumes as well.
Question: I thought that the reason is because it says your servant shall not do work. Isn't that why?
Why is Amir? Well, that's only your servants who work for you.
Yeah, so that's why I thought that. I mean, that's the reason you can't tell the guy not so.
No, no. So, so Amir,
call your servants, though.
Well, it becomes your servant if he's doing work for you. Anyway.
No, so Amir al-Akam is a. We assume to be an Isser Durabanan. There might be various reasons for it, but it's assumed to be Durabanan. So is that Gezira only made with regards to Shabbos, or is it applicable in other areas of Halacha as well? So I think so this is sort of ground zero for that debate. Is this issue? This is right here that the Gemara asks this question. It's actually right next to it. It's again, you know, we're talking about kile behema, right? That mixing of behemos. So that's not what this Gemara is about, right? This Gemara is about muzzling behemos, right? So, but the Gemara there doesn't answer the question, and therefore we go l'chumra, and that's how the Rambam assumes. So why do we go l'chumra on this question? So it's a little unclear. So if you're on the page of the Beis Yosef here, so you see the end of the Beis Yosef ends with a bays with a bracket. So if you go down to the bottom, hagos v'haros, so there you quote Mishnah Melech Sham, and we'll see the Mishnah Melech inside. Tema keva dahavi safik derabanan havelei lepasuk lekula. He says, wait a second. The whole issue of Amir la'akum is only an issur derabanan. So why are you so quick to assume that we're going to paskin l'chumra on this, right? That sounds like the only thing at stake here is that worse an issur derabanan, so therefore we should say safik derabanan l'kula, that we're going to be lenient when it comes to a dini derabanan. So why does Rambam say, you see, the Gemara had a shaila about this, and therefore we're going to rule l'chumra on it, right? So that's a question that we'll have to get to. So the drisha here, on the bottom of this page, so you reach Sadi Zayin, you go down to the bottom here. So the Drisha says that Del Shonu Beis Yosef Perakapolim Yibaylu Ma'ushi Yomar Adam La'akum Chasuri Parasi V'Doshva. Right, seal muzzle my par and dash with it. Miyam Rin do we say Miyam La'akum? Right, he quotes the Beis Yosef. Fine. So it says the Drisha says Vani Omer no the Miyboyle LaHagemara LeInyan Chasima V'Lo LeInyan Harbas Behema. He says, wait a second, That Gemara is not about Chasima. That Gemara is only about Chasima. That Gemara is only about muzzling. That's the only place the Gemara asked the question. It didn't ask it about Harvas Behema. It didn't ask it about the crossbreeding of animals. So says the Drisha, Shma Mina, da Harvas Behema, V'chein Bahar Kavad Ilan, pashut lahaibayin shesham aser. That the fact that the Gemara only asked the question about muzzling animals and didn't ask it about crossbreeding animals and didn't ask it about crossbreeding trees, so pashut lahaibayin shesham aser. So the one asking the question obviously knew. That was obvious that those would be prohibited. Why? V'lamitam amir la'akum. Those are prohibited not because of amir la'akum, shvus b'isr lav, el mishum de b'nei noach mitzuvin al harkavas ilan, varvas behema. Rather, because b'nei noach are actually commanded in it, that b'nei noach are not permitted to crossbreed the trees or crossbreed the animals either. V'chein kasav arambam behedya, b'perek, and here you see this is going to cause all sorts of confusion here, b'perek, right, it says Vav and Yud. Oh, on the next page in the right, the next page in the tour. So Perek Vav and Yud. So when we have parentheses, it's right. When you have parentheses and brackets, the parentheses we are to be taken out, and brackets are to be added in. Right. So Yud is the correct spot. However, the fact that the Drisha at one point, I don't think he wrote Vav, but was printed as Vav. There was a misprint at some point, right? Vavs and Yuds, you could see how they would get confused. So that's going to lead to a major fight in a second. But Mihilchos Malachim. Zavdiktik Rabbeinu v'chasa v'asur li'Yisrael shiten behim avimasa shiitein behim asola akum hayim akum aseu me'atzmo ena Yisrael tzarech limchos. He says, but we just add on that, yeah, it's true that we're prohibited to give it to non-Jews for this purpose, but if the non-Jew went ahead and did it himself, So then don't have to worry about it, right? So in Yisrael Tzarech Limchos Biyad, you don't have to protest it. Masha Ein Kein Bar Kavasi Ilan, the Kasev Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, right? Asur Laniach La'akum Laharki Bishula. You're not allowed to just leave it for him to do on his own, but fine. So, but what's with regards to our issue? So we have a din. So the Drisha comes along and says that asking a non-Jew to do these kinds of things, it's not prohibited just because of Amir La'akum. That maybe that would be Asur as well. But the reason it's Asur is because why? Because they themselves have an isser to do it. They're not allowed to do it either. Now, why? Why are they not allowed to? Where'd that come from that they're not allowed to do it? So that does not appear here on the page. And he also claims that the Rambam says as well that they're not allowed to do it. So, okay, so now this then makes its way onto the page of the Shulchan Aruch. So if we continue on here.
Do we know which of the seven mitzvahs comes under?
So that's the question of the Shach, right? Wait a second. Where is it? Which one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is it? So the Shach says it's actually not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. After the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach are discussed in Sanhedrin, so then there's a couple of other mitzvahs that are thrown in. And one of them is the Isser of Kalayim, that they're not allowed to violate Kalayim either. As the Gemara learns out, the Gemara actually learns it out from the Pasuk of Kalayim, because the Pasuk says, mentioned this, right, the Pasuk, where would I quickly find this Pasuk here? Right, the Pasuk that this prohibition is found, Parshas Kedoshim, there, right. The pasuk is Eschukusai Tishmaru Behem Techalu Sarbia Kalayim Sarchalu Tizra Kalayim. Right, you should keep my chukos. The behemos were not Tarbia Kalayim, should not be made Kalayim, and Sarchalu Tizra Kalayim Uvega Kalayim Shatnas Lo Yala Alecha. You're not supposed to wear any of these things. So what's Eschukusai Tishmaru? So the Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara suggests that that's because this was referring to chukim that were commanded earlier. Meaning the pasuk is saying you're not allowed to do these mixtures based on which has already been commanded for many, many, many years. Where was it commanded? So you suggest that was commanded to the B'nai Noach. That was commanded to one of the B'nai Noach. Why is it not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? Well, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach are those that you would be Chayiv Misa if you violate. This, you would not be Chayiv Misa. Rather, it would just be considered, I don't know if they're Chayiv Makos, but it would be considered a Lav. Meaning those seven, they're Chayiv Misa, and this one is just the prohibition, and therefore it's not included in one of the Sheva Mitzvahs as one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach.
So there are specific kinds of prohibitions that are not part of Sheva,
right,
for non-Jews?
Right. Now, yes. Now, that's where it also talks about the prohibition that they, you know, that they shouldn't keep Shabbos, or that they shouldn't, what's it called? There's another one over there. That they're not allowed to learn Torah, right? It's that same area. So there's like a list there. It's a little unclear how you know, how halachically to take that list. But there are several Tanayim that come forth with additional prohibitions beyond those seven.
It's a list in the Gemara.
Yes. Right. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun, Chet, I mean, I think actually probably it might be quoted here. Yeah. Right, okay. So if you take a look, the Shach quotes the Gemara. So the so we take a look on the page of Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tadi Zayin Dalid. So Shulchan Aruch says, Asu Yisrael Litin Behemos L'Ovi Kuchavim L'Harbia. It is prohibited for a Jew to give his animal to Ovi Kuchavim L'Harbia, to have its, you know, to, for it to be crossbreeded. V'chein Kol Amir L'Ovi Kuchavim Afilu B'Isr Lav Asura. And the Ramah comes in and says, yeah, not only that, but all Isurim. That you, that if it's prohibited to you, you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do it, in lo she'ovi kuchavim osa la nasatzo, provided that the, he's not going to want to do it anyways for their own benefit. So, for example, giving them, I don't know, nevela to eat, right? So that's always going to be for their own benefit. There's not going to be any iser v'amir al-akum there, right? So it's not going to be so easy to come up with examples of where you're going to have amir al-akum not in Hilchos Shabbos, like, that you need them to do something for you, right? Because most of our mitzvahs might have to do with eating things or whatever, right? It's not going to have to do with do, you know, things that you're prohibited to do that are otherwise moral to do, right? So it's going to be hard to come up with examples, but here's a few. You know, there's a few in this category, right? This issue of mixing animals, or mix, or kalayim mixing vegetables or trees, or muzzling animals, things like that, things that we are prohibited to do, but maybe would have a non-Jew do. So,
what about planting for you on Shemitah or something?
Yeah, except that's on the cart. It's probably on the land. I mean, the land has to rest, so having a non-Jew do it for you is not really going to help. If somebody could just copy and paste, re-put the source sheet up. I don't have my thing up. If you just redo it in the chat. Actually, maybe I could.
I can probably do it. No, I can't do it. Let's see. Copy link. And then I can put it out. There it is.
All right. There you go. Okay.
Okay.
So first, just a detail here that is an interesting note. So, right. So the Ramah says, so all Amir Akums are going to prohibit it if he's not doing it for their own hana. So the before we get back to this issue of why it is prohibited and Afkamin is there, take a look here. I don't want to forget about this Piskei Tshuva. So Piskei Tshuva here on Dalid says you're not allowed to tell the non-Jew to do a prohibition to tell something that you're not allowed to do unless it is for their own benefit. So comes the Piskei Tshuva here and says Ayin Shach Sifkat and Dalid, right? V'ayin B'Tshuvas Chavus Yair. What about if there is a Yisrael that has a tree that is munach, that is resting on the side of the river? So if you have a tree on the side of the river, and you need to you need to get rid of that tree. So you say to the non-Jew, Mr. Tuli, or whoever your gardener is, hey, can you get rid of this tree? Right? And you know that how are they going to get rid of their tree? So they're going to bring their sus and their shor, their ox and their horse, to pull it, which would then be a prohibition of kalayim, right? Plus they're going to have the horse and the ox carry the thing together. So v'yikach shneihem ki ein ha'yehudi nenem. So he says that's permissible. The Chavos Yair says mutter. Why? Because ein ha'yehudi nenem migufa iser. Because the Jew's not benefiting from the ox and the horse, right? That's just they're benefiting from the non-Jew removing the tree. V'avikochavim b'aviduse tarud, right? Let's atzmo, right? So why is the non-Jew bringing the ox and the horse? because that's for his own benefit. Afilo omer lo beferish, and even the Jew says, take the horse and the ox, vahavo li eitz, o sechora mimakom ploni, and bring me, and bring me the tree, o sechora, from this place, right? So it's clear you're even telling him, bring the ox and the horse. Says the Chavos Ya'ir that that is mutter. Right? And even though the Shach writes im gufa davar shel Yisrael afa pishahu l'tzorich atzmo osa iser lo dami, he says that if it belongs to the Jew, that would be a problem. Meaning, if it's the Jew's ox and the Jew's horse, that would be a problem. Osa aser lo dami, that's not the same thing. The sham ha Yisrael makabel hana bididei migufa iser the vehema so nistarsa o nirvas. Because there the Jew is actually benefiting directly from the actions of this thing. As opposed to here, the Na is Ahu Havas Mitatlov, Hain Sheyia Al Yede Paros Osusim O Kalayim, Rafa Pisha Mitzvah Sheikach Susu Shor Shalom, we think Sheyodea Shein Lo Zulasam, Lo Mikri Nene Min Ha'iser. That, right, but there, if it was the non-Jew coming and taking your horse and your ox, so then you would be benefiting directly from the client. That would be a problem. But to tell him to take his ox and his horse, right, so you're just giving him instructions, and now he can do it, right? And therefore suggests the Chavos Ya'ir that that is permissible. That is okay. So what seems to come out from here, right, is, as you mentioned, the rules of Amir al-Akum, the principles that are given over, that Kashrus agencies try to give over, is that anything that a Jew could do, a non-Jew could do on Shabbos, however they want, and anything that a Jew can't do, a non-Jew can't do either. That's the general approach. Not everybody completely agrees to that. There are some nuances there as well, but that's the general rule, right? So if a Jew is permitted to wash dishes, so a non-Jew is permitted to wash dishes however they want. So they're allowed to use the hot water to put out the dishes, to wash the dishes, provided that it would have been doable for it to be done in a permissible way. Meaning, so if you need the dishes washed, so you could do it with cold water. In the middle of December or January, maybe not this winter, but generally during the winter, it might be very uncomfortable. But okay, it could be done. It's not possible. You know, it's not terrible to be done. So therefore, you can have a non-Jew wash the dishes. And if they ask, hey, can I use the hot water? You're allowed to say yes. Not only that, if they want to copy you and use the cold water, so you're even allowed to tell them, oh, you know, you're allowed to use the hot water. It's just me that's not allowed to use the hot water. That seems to be what comes out from here, right? But if it's something that a Jew would not be able to do on Shabbos, so for example, at least the Keystone K policy is that we do not allow a lot of for ovens that are these convection ovens that are used. So a lot of times these convection ovens are designed that as soon as you open the door, so the whatever heat is on automatically turns off. Right, that's the fans turn off and the heat turns off as well. And then when you close it, so then it turns on again. So that means that it's prohibited to open a convection oven on Shabbos. So if you leave something in the convection oven, right, so that is a big problem. So you can't. So not only can a Jew not open the door, you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew, "Hey, open the door," either, because a Jew's not allowed to. A non-Jew's not going to be allowed to either. Right, by the way, these convection ovens are like a big issue because they turn on and off automatically. So you have an issue. So not only is there an issue of on Shabbos, but there's an issue of Bishul Akum as well. This is something that this is actually one of the classic cases that people, I've heard Rabbanim bring up as like, you know, not everybody can give Hakshirim. Like there's a lot of things you need to know. Like, for example, this, that if you open these convection ovens, which is mostly what's used, so then the oven goes off. So usually it's still hot enough in there that it's not going to make a difference. You just open it and close it, so it's going to remain hot enough. But if you open it for a minute or two, so it starts cooling down, so it actually cools off pretty quickly. So to have a non-Jew can't just put something in and close the door, because that's going to restart the oven, and that would be a violation of Bishul Akum for whatever food is being put in there. So that's something to something to keep in mind. Okay. Anyways, that is the so, but back over here we had this issue, this machlokus between the Taz and the Beis Yosef as to that issue of the of the Amir La'akum. So if you take a look here at the Shach Gimel, so he says, B'veis Yosef v'turei zavu b'bach, kasu hata mishum Amir La'ovei kulchavim shvus v'chein ikr, v'chemoshi yisbar. Right? He says the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the, I forgot who the Ein Tes sign is. But they all say that what's the issue with telling with telling a non-Jew to crossbreed the animals? So he says the problem is shvus, right? The shvus is really a Shabbos term, but the issue is Isser Derabanan, Amir al-Akum. Just like there's a problem of Amir al-Akum when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, there's also going to be a problem of Amir al-Akum when it comes to these other prohibitions as well. Aval Bedrisha, says the Shach Kasav, Vani Omer, Shatam Yishum, the Bnei Noach Mitzuvin al Harkavas Ilan, Varvas Behema. Right? But then he quotes the Drisha, as we saw, who says, no, the reason that you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to crossbreed the animals is not because of Amir La'akum, rather because they also have an Isser of crossbreeding trees and crossbreeding animals. V'chein Kasav Rambam, Behedya, Beperek Bav, Mehilchos Melachim. Right? He says, period. So comes, and that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, right? So he sees there Perek Vav. So it's really Perek Yud. But, right? So comes the Shach and says, V'lo amin sheyatsu dvarim elu mipiv. He says, and I can't believe that the Drisha would ever say such a thing. He says, first of all, the Hakaimalon, because we know, the Zayin mitzvos nitzavu b'nei Noach, v'sulo, right? He says, because we know that the Goyim have seven mitzvos, and this is not one of them. The MS Kainhu, and it's true, that the MS Kainhu, das Rebbe Eliezer in Perek Dal Misos, and yes, it's true, the Rebbe Eliezer in Perek Dal Misos, right? Dach tzadi vav amibayz. I think it's also earlier in the Masechta as well, but Nitztavu Gam Al Harvas Behemavar Kavas Ilan Aval Anan Kaimalan Kurabanan. He says very nice that Rabbi Lazar has that shita that's usher to non-Jews, but we pass it like the Rabbanan that there's seven mitzvahs and that's it. Umasha Kasev Achein Kasev Rambam. And now, which he says that and the Rambam writes it. He says behedya beperek vav mihilchos malachim ein sham lo remez v'remiza. He says there's nothing in perek vav that has anything to do with this. He's like, right, because it's in Perek Yud. But va'adarava midivrei Rambam perek tes mihilchos malachim mivur lehedya delo nitztavu ela b'zayim mitzvos of the kachavim megila arayas v'shichas tavim. That right, the gezel v'dinim v'rkas hashem v'evir menachai v'upashit. Right, and the Rambam says in Perek Tes that there is only seven mitzvos and that's it. Right, and he lists off the seven, and this is not one of those seven. Now, period. So that is the Shach. Now, already sprinkled around the page, you have, like, you're wondering about this. So, on the right, the Dagul Meravava, right, the Nod Behuda on the side, says, B'chinam tema, v'davar mevur b'perek yud. He says, I don't understand what he's talking about. The Shach says, yeah, it's true, it's non-perek vav, but it isn't perek yud, right? And, you know, the rule of reading older printings is that if something is in Perek Vav and you look it up and nothing doing in Perek Vav, you always go to Perek Yud. Like, like everybody knows that. So, he's like, what's going on? And the Hilchas Malach, Malach Vav, Kedivri Hadrisha. Right? The Rambam actually explicitly says that it's prohibited. Umashu lo chashu, I didn't put that Rambam on. He says, he says, Umashalo Chashva Ram Perek Tes Bein Sheva Mitzvos. Why did the Rambam include in Perek Tes among the seven mitzvos? Hayimushum She'enu Nera Galza, because there's no Chiv Misa on it. Vayin Sham Bekesef Isha Perek Yud Mihilchos Malachim. It's the last page, is actually the continuation of this. And if you, at the last page of the notes, I put this page of the Shulchan Aruch, the Dalga Meravava actually continues on the side. He says, Amlam Perak Aleph Mihilchos Kalayim Halachavav, Kasavakestav Misha Atzmo, Kedasa Shach, Bekan Vehevi Rayim Medivri Aram Perak Tes Mihilchos Malachim, Koshehevi Ashach, Kfar Hisigo, Mishnah Melach Sham, Midasa Rambam, Perak Yud, Kanal, Rai Visham, Bekestav Misha, Ariel Inyan Harkavas Elon, Ayin Sham. Right, so Dalga Meravava says he says not only that, but the Kesef Mishnah himself has this problem. So, which seems to indicate that it could be the Shulchan Aruch also didn't have this perek of the Rambam, which is a little bit hard to imagine, right? But it seems like there's this entire perek that seems to be missing, right? And in fact, if you look at the Rabbi Kiva Eger also back on the first page that I showed you, so Rabbi Kiva Eger on the bottom of the page The second line down, he says, "Velo Amin," right? He's going on, right? That's why that little half moon and star is by that line where the Shas says, "I can't believe that the Drisha would say anything like this," right? So Rav Akiva Eiger says, "Kfar hisig hamishna lemelech, mazal beis Yosef, ikra kedrisha," right? And we should pasuk like the Drisha. Go shapasuk al Rambam lehedya, because that's the way the Rambam paskin. Perik yud mihilchus malachim, the vene noach mitzuvim al harvas behema varkavas ilan. Vitos hatfus hu bedrisha, right? The Drisha just, there was a mistake, there was a misprint, right? Shakasav malach. Shekasav Sham Perik Vav. It said Perik Vav instead of Perik Yud. But Zolchor Perik Yud, it should have said Yud. V'chei Kazav Pri Chajash V'likutim Al Yeredeya, etc. So there are those that suggest that, right, so that that the Drisha seems to make a lot of sense, right? It's in his claim that that these in his claim that this is not, that this is us, Amir al-Akam is prohibited in these issues, not because of the, oh, I did put it on the page, right, not because of the Isser of Amir al-Akam, but rather because, like, an Isser of Lifneiver, you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do something that is prohibited for them to do, right? If you take a look here in, right, on page 4 of the source sheet, so the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, here he says it, right, Perek Yud Halacha Vav, he says, Mipia Kabbalah, right, we have a tradition. Shebnei Noach, Asurim Baharvas Behema, Uvar Kavas Ilan, Bilvad, that Bnei Noach are prohibited from doing those things as well. Vein Nerganalim, but they're not killed for it. Vegoy Shehika Yisrael, Afilu Chevelbo, Afal Pishahu Chayav Misa, Eno Nerag. And also a guy who hits a Jew, Afilu Chevelbo, Afal Pishahu Chayav Misa, he's not actually killed. Not sure what that's referring to, actually. But the first line is our main line, right? That the Rambam explicitly says that that we pass like Rebbe Eliezer, that it's going to be prohibited for them. So that explains also why the Rambam seems to paskin consistently, right, in all of these cases. And by the way, and that answers a question of the Mishnah Lamelech. What is that? So that is the so if you go to the page 6. Right, the Minchas Chinuch reiterates the issue that we just said. Also, like a little surprise that the Shach saying like, the Rambam didn't say it. Like he does say it. Like how did you know? Normally, you wouldn't mock somebody for looking something up and it not being there, and the person saying I didn't know where he found it. But like the Shach, like don't you know? Like what happened? So it's I found this unusual, but the.
Got the Perek test, but it looks like he didn't get the Perek Yod, but you're saying maybe he didn't have Yod.
So maybe it's possible he didn't have Perek Yod. Perek Yod is, but it's a little, that also is, do I have it yet? It's a little hard, I mean, in order to make that claim, you would have to go through the Shach and see what, does he quote other things from Perek Yod or not, right? And especially because Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yod is not the end. Right, there's Perek Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Now, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis are the Mashiach Prakim, so it is pretty close to the end. Perek Yud already. Right? It is possible that the last of the pages could fall off, but still, I mean, I believe the Shach does write someplace. I remember seeing it, but I haven't been able to re-find it. But the Shach writes one place that. I remember he I think he quotes a Kesef Mishnah or a Magen Mishnah, one of the commentaries to the Rambam, and he says, I think it says like this, but I don't really remember because I don't have a copy in front of me because I've been running away from the Cossacks and I haven't been able to sit down and learn. And I don't have my books with me. And then he adds in a little later, I was able to safely get to, I think, Vilna. I don't remember if he writes Vilna explicitly. I was able to get to safety and looked it up, and and don't worry, it's as I remembered. Okay, but then you leave off a whole parak of the Rambam here. A little hard to imagine. But anyways, so that works, meaning the Rambam, the fact that the Rambam says that these issues of Amir al-Akum are going to be prohibited for the Akum, so it makes sense if you... I mean, what's the source for saying that Amir al-Akum applies outside of Hilchos Shabbos, right? So you have two sources. One is that Gemara in Bava Metzia that we started with that asks the question and doesn't resolve the question. Or you have the ability, or you could say, well, it's Usur, Amir al-Akum is prohibited in these things, but you're not allowed to tell non-Jews to do things that are prohibited for them to do. So most of the cases of Amir al-Akum outside of Shabbos fall into that second category of things that a non-Jew is not allowed to do either, except for this one. So the Rambam writes on page 6 here of the sources in Hilchos Schiras. Towards the end of Perek Yud Gimel, which is the end of Hilchos Schiras, right, so this is the prohibition of muzzling the animal, right, which is what that Gemara explicitly was talking about. So in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel, so the Rambam writes here, Yisrael hadash b'parasu shel gai over mishum bal tachsum, that if Yisrael uses a non-Jewish, a non-Jew's par to thresh, he violates the din. The guy hadash parasu shel Yisrael, he doesn't violate the din. But amar legoy chasum parasi v'doshba yashav lakotz b'fia v'doshba v're ino ocheles. Right? But if a guy goes ahead and, if you say to a guy, go ahead and use my cow to thresh, so then we put a thorn in his mouth and he, v'doshba, right? V'hare ino ocheles. And you would not be permitted to eat. Meaning that you've done a prohibited act. So over here is where the Mishnah Lamelech writes on the bottom. He says, hey, wait a second. The Mishnah Lamelech here says, Kasav Asmag, the Lavim, Kuf Pei Dalad, right? Vizel Hashanah, Amar Legai, Chasum Parasi Vidoshba, right? He quotes that, that the Smag says, that if you say to a guy, seal my par and dash with it, he ba'i v'lo ifshita, hilkach aser ve'inu loka. Therefore, it's because it's a safek, it's aser, he doesn't get malchus. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, v'hein dvarim t'muim be'inai. He says, I don't understand. D'l'didei, d'lo ifshita, amai aser, havalei sveika d'rabbanon v'lekula. He's like, what do you mean? The Gemara asks a question, doesn't answer it, it's a din d'rabbanon, so therefore we should pass from l'kula. We should be lenient on it. The ikr iser shvus d'rabbanon hi. V'dafku l'shar abusa d'asri hu. Mishum d'sfir l'hu, mid'chazin and kama... Kama Basrai the Asri Gabe Siris the guy below Kaimalan Kurvikai. He says those other cases, he says, those are Usr because there's an independent prohibition of the non-Jews to do it. But in this case, the case of muzzling the animal, there's no explicit prohibition to have for a non-Jew to do it himself. So there's no prohibition for a non-Jew to do it himself. How do you know that you can't tell a non-Jew to do it, to do it on your behalf? Right? So that's the question of the Mishnah Lamelech. So right here we hear the question here. That question still raises. Now, by the way, we seem to paskin like this. We seem to paskin that that Amir al-Akum is prohibited for non-Jews. Mm-hmm. Right? The real case where this comes up the most often, Amir al-Akum with non-Jews, is with spaying and neutering animals. Right? That's prohibited for a Jew to do. It may be prohibited for a non-Jew to do as well. So are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to do it on your behalf, right? So if you need the animal spayed or neutered, and you bring it to a vet, even if it's a non-Jewish vet, so you say, hi, do this to my animal. Well, wait a second, that's Amir al-Akum. So is that mutter or not, right? So I believe the minhag is that you try to work out an Amir al-Amira situation, right? You tell a non-Jew to tell another non-Jew to go ahead and do it, right? And so you give it to the nurse and say, hi, nurse, can you have the doctor spay neuter this animal, right? And that way your initial one removed, and we assume that while the prohibition right, you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do something, but a non-Jew is permitted. There's no isser of Amir la'akum on an akum, right? There's no isser of asking a non-Jew to do something on the non-Jew. So we permit that, b'makom tzorach. So that's generally the way of doing it. But there's a sense that might be prohibited for a non-Jew to do as well, because that falls under pruer vu type things, and maybe that also is a strict thing. So this, I believe, is the one example where it is totally permissible for a non-Jew. Nobody suggests that there's an isser for a non-Jew to muzzle an animal while it threshes the floor, right? And yet, the Rambam still says you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do it, right? So why is that? The Gemara suggests that maybe the issue of Amir L'Akum applies to non-Shabbos things as well. Says, yeah, but the Gemara doesn't resolve it, and if the Gemara doesn't resolve it, that's, we would say, Safek Durabanan L'Kula, and therefore it should be left with being Mutter. Okay, so I looked around, couldn't find too many people that discuss this. I really feel like I'm like way out there. But there is a Chsam Sofer I saw this Chsam Sofer pop up a few times in the Mafteach in the back of the Rambam, trying to decipher things associated with this. So we tracked it down, and not only that, but I even tracked down the new edition of the Chsam Sofer that actually is readable. So the Chsam Sofer here in the bottom right, it says Masha Kasuv Mi Ravid Perak Aleph Mi Kalayim. So the Ravid, this also shows up in the beginning of Hilchos Kalayim, and there's actually seems to be a stira in Ravids, that there's a Ravid there that seems to assume that it is Aser, but there's also a Ravid, you would think over here, that would say that it's Mutter, but it's not here. There's no Ravid here. Rather, it's found in the Rush quotes the Ravid, but there's a Shita Ravid that seems to be against it with regards to whether Amir al-Akum applies to these other issues. So, comes the Chacham Sofer and says, Mashkas mi Ravid perik alf mi kalayim, im ki ha-Rush maisi mi Ravid tamim dmeim, v'zeu ha-Ravid ba-sagos v'trei Ravid hava. He says, first, that the Rush quotes a different Ravid. He suggests maybe it's actually two different Ravids. Right, there's a Ravid 1, a Ravid 2, and a Ravid 3. There's three of them out there. However, the footnote here points out that it's not true, that in this case, they are the same Ravid. That seems to be a bit of a contradiction. But, okay. The Komakum nearly pashat the sofer hu basaga the perak alf mikalayim, it's our flurmid by ifshatol chumra, koshkasavran perak tolin, the maisi kasamisha sham, behind the shitas rabbam, hiksha the sphere laid the lokir of chitka, imkain ifshata ibay luchumra. That he seems to indicate that we have a source to paskin that question luchumra. And therefore, there's no question from the Mishnah Melech and not from the Raivin Nasagos Kito Sofer Beli Safik. Umashatiritz Shar Hamelech V'chein Ba'atzei Arazim Dismag L'Taime Dismirle Lo Yase L'Isser Melechos Gai. That. And I, the Smag, is the one who raises this question. He says, because the Smag assumes that there is no, and therefore we go, therefore it's going to be right, the smag is the one who is machmer on this. The smag l'tami this year le lo yase lesor melachos gai, because the smag actually holds that there's an iser d'oraisa of amir la'akum. Right, so the smag here jumps and says, it's a bai l'dol ifshata, but the whole issue of amir la'akum according to the smag is an iser. Is an Isser Dorais in the first place. So therefore, the Smag is going to end up being Machmir on the question. But he says, Dvarim Ha'otum, that's pretty wild. Ha hai mechilta perik va'agabi yom tov shal pesach, va'ahai kra kai, v'shamei virashi, v'arach ramban, nimsa ikar kra b'Isser lav ksiv, that no, that's really an Isser alav, ich kamar shas shabbos d'Isser skila, ha kra b'lov ksiv, right, lav ksiv. He says, it seems to go against the Gemara itself, because the Gemara itself points out that we have a choice, right? The Gemara in Bava Metzia phrased the question was, right, that it could be that there's an Isser skila, there's a Mir al-Akum. But how do you know there's a Mir al-Akum when it's not an Isser Skila? Right? So that's a very Durabanan type language, not a Duraisa type language. But here he gives his answer. He says, well, what's the issue of Chosein Para? He says, that's an issue of Tsar Bali Chaim. And even though there's no issue isser of tsar bali chayim when it's something that we're doing for ourselves, right? It's tsar bali chayim to have the animal plow. It's tsar bali chayim to have the animal thresh. It's, right? All these things are tsar bali chayim, right? But it's lar tzachay, it's for our needs. Therefore, there's no isser there, as the Darkei Moshe says. Still, the king cuts of Aramban, mikol makom hashta de aser achmana lachsom migzeres hakasuv ha over v'chosim over gamal isit tsar balichayim. He says, but here the Torah says you're not allowed to muzzle the animals. So if you do go ahead and muzzle the animals, right? So suggests the Chassam's over. Not only do you violate the prohibition of muzzling animals, but you are also in violation of tsar balichayim. Tsar Bali Chaim is mutter when it's for our need. Yeah, but that's only when it's mutter for you to do it for our need. If it's usher for you to do it for our needs, then it goes back to being a Tsar Bali Chaim issue. Because Vahashtahu Dinami Masu Chazal Amir Lenachri. So too, if the non-Jew says prohibits Amir Lenachri, even though Dimidurabanan Ba'alma Asr, even though it's really an only Isser Durabanan, Mikomakum Mimela I Avar Adurabanan over our Tsar Bali Chaim Doraisa. But if you violate the Durabanan by telling him to muzzle the animal, so you have also thereby violated the Issa Doraisa of Tsar Bali Chaim. Bahashta Ava Ibai Besafik, you see Besanath, but the Yud Gimel adds in, Bisura Doraisa. If that's the case, this then becomes a Issa Doraisa. Is there an issue of Tsar Bali Chaim by when you ask a non-Jew to muzzle the animal or not? Right, that answers another question which we won't get into. And he says, and now because the Gemara doesn't answer it, you have to be machmir, not because of the concern about Amir La'akum on muzzling the animal, but rather because of the issue of Amir of Tsar Bali Chaim, which is an Isir Doraisa, which you therefore would be prohibited on, meaning you therefore have a responsibility on your animals of not violating Tsar Bali Chaim on the animals in this way. That seems to be what the Chassam Sofer is saying. And that's how he explains the Rambam being machmir on that position as well. So I'm not at the end of the day, when the dust settles, I'm not sure there ends up being a nafkamina between why it is prohibited to have a non-Jew do the crossbreeding. Is it prohibited because of Amir al-Akum, or is it prohibited because they themselves have the prohibition? Because when the dust settles, I think the four or five times that the Rambam says that there's an Isser of Amir al-Akum outside of the realm outside of the realm of Shabbos, they all seem to be something that you can attach to something that's prohibited for the non-Jew to do anyways, right? And therefore, you're not going to end up with a raya. Therefore, you don't really end up with a raya one way or another concerning this machlokas between the drisha and the shach as to the real source for the prohibition of amir la'akum when it comes to arsugya of harkavas behema.
So, Tsar Bali Chaim is prohibited to Gentiles.
No, so I don't think that's what he said. First of all, the fact that Tsar Bali Chaim is Doraisa at all is a question. Right? The Gemara itself asks that question. It never comes to an answer on that either. Right? Is Tsar Bali Chaim Doraisa or not? So that forms the basis for one of Rav Asher Weiss's principles that he talks about that forms the basis for Rav Asher Weiss saying that it's a Ratzon Hashem type of category of din. Meaning it's a clear, there's a couple of mitzvahs that you can't necessarily find a clear source in the Torah itself for, but Chazal is certainly treating it as if the Torah had commanded it. So he attaches something called, he calls that a Ratzon Hashem type thing. So even though the Gemara itself, and Tsar Bali Chaim is the prototype for that type of thing, but it's not usher for Goyim. I think what it's saying is, though, if the Jew once the muzzle goes on, so then there's a Tsar Bali Chaim concern, and then if you connect it back to the Jew, so then the Jew is in violation of Tsar Bali Chaim by telling the non-Jew to do it. I think that's what the Chassam Sofer means in this paragraph, but I have to read it a few times and I'm still not quite sure that's what he's saying. But I think that's what he's saying.
Doesn't bring that as one of the things.
What?
The Rambam doesn't bring Tsar Bali Chaim as one of the things that God is prohibited. So,
no, he doesn't. He doesn't talk about it. I mean, the Rambam is. No, you're not. You're not right. So, That's what I mean in that parak. I mean, why doesn't he quote it in the parak of things that the non-Jews are not allowed to do? Right. So it's not. It's even unclear whether it's prohibited for a Jew to do Doraisa or not. It's not explicit. But once you're in this world, you have attached the Tzar Bali Chaim issue to it, and therefore the Chassam Sofer suggests that's why the Rambam would hold it would be usher for a non-Jew to tell a non-Jew to do it, because you then connect the Tzar Bali Chaim issue to you.
But all of this only applies to plowing. It doesn't apply to breeding, I don't think.
No, the breeding is not Tzar Bali Chaim. The breeding is usher because it itself is, because being involved in Kalayim is a problem for non-Jews. Right, the Rambam paskins that way, despite the Shach's protestations. The Rambam does paskin, whether you like it or not. The Rambam does paskin that way in Perek Yud, right, and that is prohibited to non-Jews as well.
Right.
Okay, so the next little section here tries to figure out how we divide up breeds of animals, and then gets into the putting them in the same. What's it called? The same yoke, that aspect of Kalayim. So Amir Sashem, we'll get to that, I guess, not next week, but in 2 weeks. Okay, Baruch Tia.
All right.
All right, Laila Tov.
Laila Tov.